Once again, David Payer stepping back in at 6:51 on a Thursday morning, and we are in our midterm primary election post-day coverage. And of the five contested races that we saw for Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners yesterday, there were two incumbents who ended up losing. In the first district, Kent Martinez-Kratz was bested by challenger Jason Maciejewski, and in the ninth district, Katie Scott upended the gentleman who was on the other end of my phone line. Good morning to you, Conan Smith. A long night, I imagine.
It was a long night for some folks. Like Larry said, the clerks did extraordinary work last night, and the results for the Ann Arbor races came in relatively quickly. So it was a job well done by those folks, and for those of us who had tough races, we got to toast the end of those pretty early over in Ann Arbor.
The margin of victory for Katie Scott in your particular race in the 9th District caught me a little bit by surprise. Were you surprised as well?
Well, yes and no. What really stunned me was the degree of turnout that we had. We had projected that we would have an increase in my campaign. We thought maybe about 30% over the norm is what we would see, but there were twice as many people who voted as I've really ever seen in this district. So a lot of campaigns, myself included, we just didn't talk to enough voters to really give them a sense of who the candidates were, what the issues were, that sort of thing. So people came into the polls maybe with less information than I would have hoped they would have had for my campaign, of course. That being said, though, it's a powerful year for progressives. It's a powerful year for women. And Katie is both of those. Top that off, my opponent's actually really nice and really smart. So I think voters made a great choice there too. We're going to be well represented in Washtenaw. Our district is on the county commission moving forward.
Those are very kind words, but there were rumblings towards the end of the campaign that there was some misinformation being spread around in the 9th Ward, that there was some dark money being poured into the campaigns. Is it not as nice as you are portraying it?
I will say between myself and Katie and our two campaigns, I mean, we had a great race together, frankly. I went over to her campaign victory party immediately after finding out what the results of the election were. We had a nice hug. I congratulated her, offered her help as she moves into this office, of course. I think the negative campaigns, the dirty campaigns that were run in all of Ann Arbor were not motivated or not led by the opposition candidates themselves, but some outside third party, some individual or group of individuals in Ann Arbor who just has a grudge and thinks that that's the right way to campaign, which is really unfortunate. It's the wrong way to campaign. We don't need innuendos, and we don't need sort of negative, mean-spirited attacks on candidates. What we need is an open, vigorous debate on the issues and the direction that our community is going to go.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Conan Smith. He is the 9th District Representative on the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners and lost his primary race last night to Katie Scott. And was there a plan B for you, Conan? I mean, did it even cross your mind that you could lose?
Yeah, it definitely did. You know, I think I had an inkling a couple weeks ago that I was in trouble, and we put up a vigorous defense over the last 2 weeks, but it wasn't really enough. So it's been in my head that there's a possibility. I wouldn't say I have a plan B or anything like that. You know, I've really enjoyed serving on the county board. I've been here for 14 years. My first race and my last race are interesting bookends. I lost every precinct in my first race and lost the district by about 2-1, which is exactly what happened last night. So I've come full circle. I'm going to serve out the rest of this term until December, shake hands with folks, go home and figure it out from there.
And what do you hope to accomplish between now and December as you wind down your term?
You know, one of the things that I've worked the hardest on for the last year is renewable energy and energy efficiency at the county. We have an opportunity to build a pretty massive solar array and offset about 50% of the county's electricity use with renewables. it's a heavy lift still. It takes some complicated negotiation between us and the utility and our Parks Commission, who owns the land where we want to build it. I would love to see that project come to fruition before I go. It would be a real boon to the county and sort of make sure that a lot of effort that's already been put in doesn't go to waste.
I know most people like others to write their legacy, but as you reflect on your long tenure as a member of the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners, what is it that you hope people do remember about Conan Smith?
Well, that I was thoughtful about public policy, that I wasn't afraid to take hard votes when we needed to take them, and that I was always generous to folks and kind to folks. I think those are things that matter to me as a person. I would hope those are things that matter to folks when they think about my service as well.
Well, I know you said you didn't really have a plan B, and you're going to reassess as you bring this term to a close. But might there be a political future for you somewhere down the line?
I don't think so. This has been I'm 46. I spent a third of my life in public office, and for right now, that's probably enough. I don't see anything popping up in the near future for sure.
What words do you have to offer those who have supported you over the years and even to those who did not vote for you yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. Politics and democracy ought to be fun. They ought to be enjoyable. They ought to be invigorating. It's like a sporting event, right, where it's at its best when you have two great teams playing against each other. And I hope people aren't disheartened by my loss. I hope the folks who didn't support me are heartened by their victory. And I hope we all move forward in creating a better community together. It's it's hard in my race, for example, to see much more than a hair's breadth of difference on policy issues and values between me and Katie. So we are going to have great representation, and we've got an opportunity to continue to build up Washtenaw County as an equitable community, a place where anyone can come and earn a good living and make a good life. That's a dream for all of us, regardless of whose team you are on in the primary. So I hope people stay engaged and positive and confident and enthusiastic.
Well, not only thank you for your time this morning, but thank you for your service. And over the years, thank you for always being accessible to better inform those who choose to listen to 89.1 WEMU.
Well, and thank you guys. You do amazing work keeping us informed of the local goings-on and bringing on folks like Larry to explain what the heck happened last night. You all do fantastic work. Thank you, David.
Thank you so much. That is Conan Smith, who last night lost his Democratic primary race for the 9th District seat on the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners to Katie Scott.